This is The Cutting Room Floor, with your hosts, Eric and Alex. The Cutting Room Floor features discussions that contain spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, this calls for a celebration. I will.
Hi, welcome to The Cutting Room Floor. I'm Alex.
And I'm Eric.
And it's episode 50!
Whoa!
It's crazy! I can't believe we've done 50 of these things.
I know.
It's wild.
Granted, there was like a 3-year gap in between like episode 12 and
13
yeah. or whatever.
But still.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird to think about. I know, when I started looking at the episode count, I'm like, oh, good grief. Like, we're coming up. So I thought it'd be fun just to kind of commemorate and randomly discuss a few things.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I remember, like, when we first started this, we were just hanging out one night.
Uh-huh.
Just doing video games or something.
Right.
And you're like, I've kind of been wanting to do a podcast. Would you like to do one?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about that. Like, the first one we did, we talked about Bond films. And it was like an hour long.
Yeah, it was like an hour long. So we've learned a lot since then.
Right.
Like, and I remember some of my family was like, oh, I'll listen to Eric's podcast. What? This episode is like an hour and 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
I don't have time to listen to that.
And there were like no cuts, like no edits. I remember, too, the first one, we didn't even have a name for it. We just like, okay, let's do this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Really random. But, yeah, so it's changed a little bit since then.
Yeah. I think it's, I mean, and I do enjoy our old episodes, but I do like our introduction more, like, now.
Right.
It seems more professional.
Yeah, yeah. I feel it's a little bit,
yeah.
A bit more professional in that way.
But, yeah, I mean, we've had some... had some pretty fun episodes.
Yeah, yeah. I still think about, I still giggle every time I think about, this one was more recent, but the Doc Ock and the whispering claws.
Yeah.
That was, oh, so random and ridiculous.
Yeah, we completely lost that.
Oh, man. That was funny.
Oh, that's so funny. Trying to record in, like, my parents' living room.
Yeah.
People are walking and like, oh, sorry. Are you recording? And we're like, yes,
yep.
We're recording. Please be quiet.
Silence! No.
And then I remember during the break when you were doing grad school, I kept bringing up to him, like, hey, we don't really hang out together very much. If you want to hang out and do the podcast again, I'm totally down for it.
Yeah. Yes, I'm glad we finally got it started back up again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a crazy time.
Yeah. Oh man.
But yeah, well, was there anything you wanted to just talk about or shoot the breeze about?
It's been fun.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we started this back up.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, as far as randoms, I don't know.
So I have one.
You
have
one,
yeah.
Okay.
So like I mentioned in the last episode, so I went and saw Jumanji.
Okay.
The trailers before it were atrocious.
Oh, yeah,
every
that's right.
trailer was so bad. But there was... No, wait. There was, like, one trailer.
That
like,
stood out to you.
No. Right before the movie started that I was like, okay, that looks kind of cool. I don't remember what it was. But there was one trailer that I was just like, this does not make sense.
Okay.
Okay. So the movie's since come out.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's seen it, though, because, one, it's, like, based on, like, a YA novel.
Okay.
Which, not that that can't be big. We've seen that explode. But it came out, like, I think it just came out last, so when we're recording this, last week, second weekend of Black Panther. And I don't think anybody's seen a movie other than Black Panther since that came out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just... It's buried, you know.
Uh-huh.
If it's, I don't think it's hit the top five or anything like that. So, it's called Every Day.
I've never even heard of that.
Okay. I never had heard of it. I mean, I saw the trailer like 2 weeks before it came out. So
okay.
So here's the basis of it. Okay, And I can get behind this a bit. So the basis of Every Day is that the protagonist is a genderless ghost known only as A.
Okay.
And they wake up every day in a new body.
Okay.
Okay. So A retains their memories from day to day, even though they wake up in a new body.
All right.
And so one day, A wakes up in the body of, I don't even remember what the kid's name is, but this kid's girlfriend is Rhiannon, and they hit it off. And A decides that he has to see more of her in spite of the challenges that occur with their situation. So A changes bodies every day. Sometimes A is male, sometimes A is female, and has to convince Rhiannon of their situation. And the two decide to pursue a relationship where, on the surface, Rhiannon is hooking up with somebody new every day. Okay? So that premise aside.
Okay.
Okay. So that premise aside, the one thing that hit me is, so A is never in the same body twice. So, and they grow up. So A is around 16 years old. So if you do the math, that means that they've inhabited approximately 5,800 bodies. And then I looked into the novel, and here's where the convenience comes in. The summary of the novel suggests A spends almost every day following the encounter where they fall for Rhiannon, trying to figure out the best way to approach her, since luckily they are never more than just a car ride away. There's the problem. There's where I'm like, nope, lost me. A wakes up in a new body every day in evidently the same town. That makes no sense, but what really makes no sense is that this ghost, who's cursed to swap bodies, wakes up in the same town every day.
And it happens to be the same town where this
same
person, this love of their life is.
Right. So they don't wake up in Indonesia one day, and then in London in another day, and then San Francisco another day. No, always in the same town.
Is the town cursed?
I don't. None of that makes sense. I get this is a fictional novel and that none of this is real, but that's stupid. Like,
it'd be so much more interesting if they're like, oh crap, I'm halfway across the world.
Right?
Oh nuts. Well, I'm going to die and go into another body.
Right.
The next, you know, it's like, that could be. That sounds more interesting.
Right.
But, or the fact that the town is cursed and the person can't leave.
It's, right, yeah.
They probably don't mention that.
But it's like, what's holding this person? It's probably love. You know, like, for such an inconvenient thing to happen. Oh, I wake up in a new body every day. But luckily, I'm in the same town. Just, I leaned over to my wife and I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, I can get like, okay, the town is cursed or something. But from the synopsis of the novel, Nope. No, that's not it. It's just love or I don't know. Just something I'm just like, this is complete garbage. And not only that, I mean, the movie looked bad to me.
I mean, it also, it sounds like, almost a little bit like The Host.
Yeah.
Except for it's a ghost, not a
right.
Alien.
Right. I mean, I don't know. For some reason, I could at least get behind the premise of like, okay, they wake up in a new body every day. But I'm like, in the same town, eventually you're going to run out of people to possess.
Is Sorry. There a...
Like, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
I mean, okay, maybe if it was like in New York, but yeah. You know, no, it looked like middle America, you know, just okay.
Is there a love triangle?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Cuz I think the actual boyfriend comes too and it still wants to be with her, but she's pursuing a different guy or girl, at least from the out, you know, on the surface,
uh-huh.
it looks like she's going for, you know, somebody new every day. Yeah, it was just bonkers stupid looking. it looked so dumb.
Wow.
But yeah, no, when I saw that, I'm like, I have to talk to Eric about this, but I have to talk to him about it. Like, text will not suffice. This thing was so stupid. I haven't watched a lot of trailers other than movies like I'm interested in, you know? Like
Incredibles 2 and Wreck-It Ralph 2.
I haven't seen the Wreck-It Ralph 2 one yet, but like the Solo trailer, I watched that.
Yeah.
I think before that, maybe like the Infinity War trailer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not even that big into the Marvel movies, but,
yeah.
You know, like I just hadn't watched like random trailer for movie we want you to come see, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What movies are you looking forward to this year?
I'm looking forward to Ready Player One.
Okay.
It's based off an adaptation. Basically,
it's kind of a video game movie, but it's based off a novel, right?
It's based off of a novel, but it's video game-esque. Like, right. Basically what it is the futuristic world. The world is terrible.
Okay.
And everybody goes to school, does their employment in a virtual reality world.
Right, okay.
And the creator of the world basically created a treasure hunt. Okay. He's like, okay, if you can find these three magical keys and this magical item, congratulations, you'll get, I think in the movie, they like $3.5 trillion. Right. Basically, have an insane amount of money, and you also get control of the virtual reality world called the Oasis.
Okay.
And there's very much, so it's an interesting idea, and there's like real world, like there's an evil corporation that like they assassinate people like in the real world and stuff.
Okay.
Like, because they want, like, well, we want control of this thing. And
okay.
The book is full of, like, 80s references. Okay. And, like...
It was written in the 80s or...
Published? No. This was written in, like, 2011.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I heard about it on a podcast once, and, like, oh, it's Steven Spielberg is producing this movie.
Right.
And I was like... Oh, what's this movie about? Or what's this book about? So I read the book and I was like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like they have, once they start doing, one of the tests that they do is they have to, he has to basically do a almost line for line reading as King Arthur in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Okay.
And like, he gets like, he only has so many tries
right.
before he has to restart or whatever. That was one of the challenges or whatever. So that just, I'm hoping the movie is good.
Uh-huh.
It is significantly different.
Okay.
There's no car race in the book.
Okay.
So I think they're taking elements, but they're making it
kind of its own thing.
Kind of their own thing. I know Steven Spielberg was like, well, the book basically, because the author co-wrote the script or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And Spielberg was like, look, I appreciate, he's like, I appreciate that you like threw a ton of references to like E.T. and like Raiders of the Lost Ark,
mm-hmm.
all these other movies that I made back in the day. But I'm gonna actually take some of that away and do references to other things, you know?
Right?
But yeah, so that's a movie I'm looking forward to. I am looking forward to Infinity War.
Uh huh.
I mean, it'll just be interesting to see the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers,
right?
And everybody like across the cosmos, like,
right,
taking on Thanos, which so helped me. They've been building up Thanos for like 10 movies now.
Yeah, it started with the Avengers
back in 2012.
Yeah, so it's been like 5 years.
Yeah, they've been building this guy up in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not pose a threat,
right,
then they have a bunch. They have a wasted opportunity.
So, I mean, this is going to be two movies, right?
It was going to be two, but I think they've made it one now.
Oh, really?
I think Avengers 4 is not going to be Infinity War Part 2.
Interesting. So, well, that changes what I was going to say. So, I was going to say it would be interesting if it ended with like just devastation, you know
and
what I mean?
Scarlet Witch like has to reality bend and go back in time to like resurrect everybody who's dead.
Right. But that would be kind of a cheap shot though.
It would be a cheap shot, but It's a comic book.
Right. Well, that's one of the complaints, though, about Marvel films, though. Like, nobody stays dead. The only person that stayed dead is Quicksilver, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's
because they realized that the one on Fox was much better. No, there's probably other reasons. But.
Right. But, I mean, you know, I mean, other people have died, and then, psych, you know? Yeah. So, I think they've got to at least have some...
They got to have some permadeaths.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, like... So I'm interested in
seeing, I don't even care if it's, like, permanent, but it's got to be more than, like, they lasted for, they you know, they've got to last, be dead for more than, you know, 30 minutes in the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Come back. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, that would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They're actually, they bumped it up a week now, apparently.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So like, which is good for the movie that comes out after that.
Yep.
Solo.
Solo, yep.
I'm after the trailer, I'm looking forward to it more.
Yeah, I am too. I'm looking forward to Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, after the trailer, I never wanted that movie.
Oh, no, me
but
either.
It was like, after seeing the trailer, I was like, oh, that could be interesting.
Right.
You know, like,
I just hope that it doesn't have... I hope it's kind of its own thing, but it doesn't have, like, these weird bigger implications. I kind of want it to just be its own type of thing as much as it can. Like, I don't care if they introduce Jabba the Hutt and his dealings with Han. You know what I mean? Because that would be interesting to see. But, you know, Rogue One had... larger effects on the Star Wars universe, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping Solo is just kind of its own thing and not anything much bigger than that.
Yeah. I'm interested in seeing A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, okay.
I read the book when I was younger. I've seen some made-for-TV adaptations, which I'm like, okay, whatever. But this is the first time that it's, like, a big budget...
Right.
...studio is attempting to crack at this because, like, I guess there's been articles that, like, this book has basically been considered unfilmable.
Right.
Because it's so mind-trippy.
Right.
And weird. Incredibles 2.
Yes, yeah, yeah, that looks great.
I'm interested in Incredibles 2.
Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yes, Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's what I'm also interested in. I'm interested in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay. So Aquaman comes out in November.
That's true, Aquaman.
I'm hoping
that
that's good. From the sound of it, they've really kind of let James Wan do his thing.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that they really did a good job letting Patty Jenkins do her thing with Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it's just a matter of finding the right director to let do their thing, because when you let Zack Snyder do his thing, it ended up being a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
But, I mean, from all accounts, it seems like people are impressed with what James Wan has done in the past, so I'm hoping that this will be a solid entry and re-steer the DCEU back.
Yeah. I'm also interested in... I like the Mission Impossible, so I'm interested in Mission Impossible Fallout.
See Henry Cavill with his mustache?
Yeah, exactly. I'm interested in Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Okay, when does that come out?
That comes out November 16th.
Okay.
So.
Wait, when does Aquaman come out?
Aquaman comes out...
Is it around Thanksgiving?
No, December.
Oh, they moved it.
They moved it to December.
Interesting.
You know, I'm interested in the Sony animated, mostly because of my wife, the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
The Miles Morales
That was,
one.
I think, the other trailer that I saw, and that looked interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was watching... Last Jedi, I was there with some of my family, and we're watching, you know, we saw the trailer for that, and it's Miles Morales, and, you know, I hear my brother-in-law turn to my sister being like, I don't get it. Like, where's Peter Parker, basically?
Right.
And I'm like, well, yeah, if you're not familiar with the comics at all,
right.
I can get my, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know? Mortal Engines looks kind of fun.
I've not heard of that.
Basically, it's post-apocalyptic world, of course.
Is there any other kind of world?
Exactly. They basically, it's... You've got these countries that ride around on these giant mechanical, like, machine, like...
I'm sorry, countries?
countries.
Okay. I want to make sure I heard you right.
I'll have to show you the trailer after. Okay. It's, you've got this little teeny, you know, like, no, it's a country. You literally see, okay, like, it's like, what if Washington, D.C. was on a mobile, like, giant mobile thing?
I don't know how I could handle that.
Basically, you have this one thing, I, you know, that you got the thing riding, and also you got this giant thing
coming, right,
and like this giant, big, huge behemoth thing, and someone in the trailer like, "What's that?" And it's like, "That's London."
That seems, I mean, if they pull it off, it seems silly on the surface, but yeah, it could be cool.
And so then the U.S. one gets sucked up into the giant, like, London one, which is like this behemoth, like, giant. It sounds really dumb, right, and really weird, but it could be. It could be a fun time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, that's, let's face it, that's the point of most movies.
Right.
I'm interested in X-Men Dark Phoenix.
When does that come out? I haven't heard.
November, apparently.
Okay. So there's going to be a lot of, yeah, haven't seen a trailer, which is fine. We don't need a trailer right now, but Venom comes out this year.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see if it actually somehow ties into the larger MCU, or if it's its own standalone thing.
Yeah. I didn't really ever watch Teen Titans.
But... yeah, me either. We'll see how that ends up, though.
Yeah.
I loved their Justice League style poster. Oh, yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
That was hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. That's the main ones off the top of my head are,
yeah,
Avengers, Solo,
mm-hmm,
Fantastic Beasts, and, yeah, Aquaman.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and I want to see trailers for Aquaman first.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm hoping it's good, but, I mean, we've been burned 4 out of 5 times, so.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about for this episode?
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
We made it to 50.
Yay! We'll do something again in another 50. Yay! Cool. Well, next time, we are going to talk about soundtracks that are better than the movie that featured them.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. That'll be something a little bit different, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Cool. See you next time.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Cutting Room Floor. Please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. You can email us at thecuttingroomfloorpodcast@gmail.com.